Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. This week's question is from Casey. She asks, at what point, if ever, do I attempt to help my 8-year-old kid with a conflict he is having with another boy in our neighborhood? The other boy is a year older. They've known each other since they were toddlers. They don't go to the same school, so they don't spend as much time together recently, but when they play outside, they've always seemed to be on good terms. Now they're in a group together at camp, and my son says this boy is telling him things like, you aren't my friend anymore, you've never been my friend, and I hate you. I realize I'm only getting one side of the story, and I've asked what led to this, and my son can't or won't tell me. He came home early from camp today because the leader called and said he was crying to leave. When I got him home, my son told me it was this behavior happened again, and that's what made him want to come home. I'm friendly with the other kid's mom. Do I text her and ask if she knows about some conflict between them? Do I ignore it and let the boys figure it out? I've told my kid just to play with other boys instead of this boy, and to tell a grown-up at camp if the behavior becomes too much for him to handle on his own. What do you think? Casey, this is a tough one because you know the mom and you're friendly with her. In a way, it makes it easier to not go mama bear because you know this kid. You've known him all his life. It's not like it. There's some stranger at camp being mean to your kid. And you're right to say, okay, I know I only have one side of the story, and that's a good perspective to keep. But if your son is coming home crying, I think it's already too much for him to handle. And if he could just play with somebody else and just ignore it and those kind of things, then he would have done so. I think that camp counselors are actually a special breed. You don't say how old the people are who are taking care of your kid. I'm going to assume somewhere between 18 and 22. They're kind of a special breed. They're not trained educators, right, or trained relational therapists, but they are definitely super cool in terms of how the kids who are in their groups view them. I feel like a well-placed, hey guys, we don't do that kind of thing around here, would work wonders with 8-year-old boys. I think talk to the camp. I think ask them to address it within this pod, saying, you know, hey, mean is not cool. Like, I don't talk to my friends like that. I would never let a little bit of that from this counselor. Like, that's not how the Blue Jays are going to roll, or whatever the name of their group is, would really be quite potent coming from somebody who they believe is part peer and part, you know, demigod to them. I think your kid does need protection. If the camp couldn't do that, or the counselor is just not a good person to do that kind of thing, then they can just kind of keep him apart. Make sure the counselor sits at the lunch table with them or in their lunch group. Pays a little attention to your kid. Picks your kid for the partner to show how to throw a frisbee, whatever it is. Give your kid a little extra protection and positive attention. Not so much the older kids think that there's a bubble around him, just so your kid feels a little bit protected. Because the crying that's happening, I think it's all the reward that a bully needs to keep going. We understand as adults that, like, well, just don't care. Say, like, I don't care if you like me or not. But kids can't do that. And when they show their hurt feelings, that's all the oxygen this needs. And of course, this kid is probably getting leadership points by beating his chest after making your kid cry. So I would nip it in the bud. Talking to the other mom is harder. And I admire you for saying I could do that, because you probably should do it. And it's not easy. You said do it over text. I wouldn't do it over text. People can read things into your text. texts, like whether you used a period or not, they can sort of ascribe all kinds of tones to your text that are not intentional. And that seems a little landminey to me here. So I would do it over the phone. The way I would play it was be like, there seems to be some kind of beef between the boys. I don't know what it is. So I just wanted to let you know, I've kind of asked the counselors to keep a little bit of an eye on it, maybe put a little bit of a buffer between them because I'm not sure what's up. And then if your friend asks for more detail, say, well, okay, this is what I'm hearing. Clearly, it's only one side of the story, but he's coming home crying. He's saying, you're not my friend anymore. I don't know what's up. I just thought maybe the camp should put a little space between them. You're definitely right, Casey, to keep it in perspective and not panic. This kind of behavior, this relational aggression, is really common in children. And I'm really sorry your son is having a tough time right now. I think it's good that you're not going mama bear. But on the other hand, I think your son does need a little support. Camp is the perfect place to have discussions about what friendship is. It's all about relationships. And I think the 18 to 22 year old counselor might be the perfect person to reset what the expectations are about how to be a good friend. Send us your parenting questions and we might answer yours next. Email us questions at whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
Oh, hey, everybody.
It's us, Blair and Molly, your old pals from Toddler Purgatory. Two moms who are also actors, who are also creative beings, who sometimes feel stuck.
And this is our new podcast, Unsticking It with Blair and Molly. What happens when your creative spark just seems to disappear? Gone.
Poof. Bye.
See ya. What happens when life gets in the way of your creativity instead of nourishing it? That's what happened to Molly and me. We felt like the thing that drove us creatively stopped working and impending doom had in fact impended.
Totally. So we decided to do something about it. And that was steal ideas about getting unstuck from the most creative people we can find. We talk to guests about how to break through the mucky, gluey, sticky wall that can get between you and your creativity. We hear about their journeys, their successes, their challenges, and even their bougie coffee shop orders.
And we're not just talking Bob Ross type paint-on-paper artists here, though we talk to them too. We're talking to actors, creative directors, dancers, and people who are working hard to be their best creative selves in a world that can sometimes feel real uncreative.
We all have something to teach each other, so let's steal their ideas together.
Join us, won't you, as we deep dive into how to unstick ourselves from the life gunk that can get in the way of our creative freedom. Pandemics, school calendars,
world events, lack of sleep. Oh, get out of there, life gunk.
And let's get back to your best creative self. Subscribe to Unsticking It with Blair and Molly.
You're not going to want to miss an episode.
Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks. Unsticking It.
Hey there, I'm Debbie Reber, the founder of Tilt Parenting and the author of the book Differently Wired. The mission of Tilt is to change the way neurodivergence, whether that's having a learning disability, having ADHD, being gifted, autistic, or some combination of all of the above, is perceived and experienced so differently wired kids and the parents like us raising them can truly thrive. On the Tilt Parenting podcast, I get to talk with authors, therapists, educators, and parenting experts who are committed to this mission. I ask the questions my listeners are most curious about when it comes to supporting our kids. And in turn, my guests share strategies for challenges, out-of-the-box ideas for navigating school, best practices for therapies, tips for advocating, and so many thoughtful insights on what it really takes to help our kids grow up feeling seen and respected so they can create awesome lives for themselves. I know that raising a differently wired kid can feel overwhelming and isolating, but I promise you, you are not alone, and it can feel so much better. If you're on this parenting journey, come listen to Tilt Parenting. Together, we can shift this paradigm and show up for our exceptional kids with hope, possibility, and joy.